Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, from the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, welcoming you and presenting this programme. We are reminded today that life is full of good and evil. Evil is in the world alongside good. How does it happen that a child that's born innocent and pure, then later on in a not so long or many years ahead, he or she may turn out to be a good or a bad person? Now, we cannot judge and say anybody is bad, or we cannot likewise say they are good, but by their actions we know, and we know something. What has happened to that innocent little baby that was born and looked so beautiful and that we all love? How come this has happened, and what has happened in the meantime? And obviously it must be to do with the surroundings that that child comes up in. A baby is influenced by what he sees or she sees around them. People who are freely giving of their time and their lives and their money maybe and help to people who are less better off than themselves is a great example. And it's good to look at St. Paul's encouraging the people of Corinth to give freely and help other churches by the abundance that they have. Pope Francis on the 9th of January 2014 at Holy Mass at Santa Maria, he said that the first criteria is to love with deeds, not with words. So we show our love by our deeds rather than words. Words can be cheap, can be thrown to the wind and blown away. But when we do something that is very concrete and very helpful and very meaningful and helps other people especially, then we are showing real love. The second criteria says that it is more important to give than to receive. There's a great example in the Holy Land of the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea has the River Jordan flows into it, but it doesn't go anywhere from there. And the water becomes stagnant and all the pollutant comes into the Dead Sea, and the Dead Sea becomes a place full of salt and chemicals and dangerous for people. It is not life-giving. Why? Because it stops there and it doesn't flow on. The same way with ourselves. If we don't move on and give what we have and give it freely, then we become dead and no fruits come from us. And this is a very bad example for young people and babies to see when they start growing up and reach the use of reason. Then they see that what is happening around them is not very encouraging. A selfish life will also spin off and become part of their lives. That is the possibility. But how do we become pure in our actions and in our giving without God? It is with God's grace and with God's love and with His looking after us. And if we are open to God and close to Him, then we will know the right and proper things to do and to have the right attitude in giving to others. Who do we give to? Namely, we give to the poor, the lonely, the misfortunate, the sick, the refugee, the downtrodden, the forgotten, the mentally or desperate people, the mentally hurt people, mentally disturbed people, mentally depressed people, also the marginalized, and those who live quiet lives of silent desperation. We are open and sensitive to their needs. Our time is the most precious thing to give to others. It's easy enough, maybe, to give material things, but to give of our time and listen, then we are really giving, and in a very, very positive way, and helping others in their plight. So many people have problems bigger than ours. We have problems, of course, but many people have problems bigger than ours, and they usually say it could be worse. It could be worse. That's what you often hear. And that is a kind of an amazing thing for people to say that, because we find it hard to understand that. And we know that what they are suffering is great indeed. And yet they have the graces within them, the grace from God, to say something like that, that it could be worse. And the next generation are influenced by that positivity in life. We have a great responsibility to help young people, the next generation, the way we approach life, our lives, and the problems that we experience in our lives. Look today at Jairus. His daughter was sick, and he believed totally in the power of Christ to save her and to heal her. Also, the woman who was sick for 12 years, had a hemorrhage for 12 years, and she showed her total trust in the Lord. Now, that is what we're learning today, to trust in the Lord, that we are good example. And by being good example, we too are living wholesome lives. And the good example is shown to us and to our children and the next generation in our communities and in the world indeed. Notice how Jesus straight away went to go to the house of Jairus, and then he met the woman who was sick for 12 years. And then all of it was action, action. And he was ready to go and ready to give up his time to those people who had come with great faith to ask him. It is sad when we see, when we are Christians and we forget the words of Jesus. Freely you have received, freely therefore give. And if we just hoard things and have things for ourselves in a selfish way, without sharing our faith especially, because that's the most precious thing we have in this life, is our faith in God. What else carries us over the great divide, really? Only our faith in a Christ who has died for us and who has bringing us new life and will give us new life, provided we trust in him and put our trust and confidence in him always. It is only by the grace of God and our gratitude to God that helps us to be good examples to the young people and the next generation coming up behind us, and indeed to the world. This can only be made possible by our closeness to Christ. So we pray today that we cultivate a closeness with Christ. That means prayer and receiving his sacraments, and also like confession and communion, and having our marriages blessed, and having the great gifts of the Holy Spirit in the confirmation. All these make it possible for us to be wholesome Christians who give freely of our time and of our lives to help others. In Christ, with great confidence that Christ will help us through all our difficulties. And what a great example we show to young people when we do so. So let us pray to God that we may learn and nurture our young and up-and-coming generations behind us to know the faith, and to know it especially by our actions rather than by our words. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola, signing off now and wishing you all a peaceful and beautiful Sunday and a wonderful week ahead.